Okay, generally, Erev Yom Tov, we do Inyana D'Yayma Sunday morning. On Sukkot, I've done Sukkot's cheesecake. Oh, you mean on Shavuos's cheesecake? Yeah, okay. On Sukkot, we've done Hilchus Lulav and Hilchus Sukkah and Pesach, Hilchus Pesach. So, what I'd like to do today is some of the common Hilchus Basa B'chol of Shilas. And Reb Chaim says we should have some cheesecake, so Hilchus cheesecake. So we'll have. I'd like to do is go through some of the klolim. I have a notebook of Shilas that came up by Rav Palm during the years that I had shimush by him. I pulled them out, but at the end, most of the Shilas are, I guess, more typical Shilas and. I'd like to review them. I think most of us learned these halachas, and it'll be a review. Let me begin with a chiddush that Rav Palm used to paskin. It's only a chiddush because the Hamoin Am, including a number of printed tshuvas, contemporary tshuvas, seem to say the opposite. As you know, there's a halacha that Zeya is maflud umavliya, just like things that are hot things in a kli rishon are maflud and umavliya. The same thing, the steam of things that are hot are caused bliyas to travel, and that's a halacha psuka. That's not an issue of dispute. An example of this is if somebody has a pot of tray for food and the steam is coming up. And somebody puts a fork or anything into the steam, that steam is mafulum avliya. That steam chafens up whatever is above it. And that's a halacha psuka. Based on this, many feel that there is a nidain of a hot water urn. A hot water urn, for example, in yeshiva, we have a hot water, and like we have here, where the spout gives out hot water, and it goes into, well, if it's coffee or tea, it goes into something pyrith. But if someone takes powdered chocolate milk that has milk in it, and as the cup fills up, it's steaming, and you have steam of milk. So there's a fear that makes the spout milchix. That makes the spout milchik. Somebody later who comes with a cup of soup, if it's fleishiks, would then seem to have some type of shiloh. Now you have steam of hot and steam of cold, and that seems to be an issue. Now that's also an issue here. This little coffee area was bought secondhand from a McDonald's type place, which we didn't tell everybody 25 years ago. But it came from a place that was treif. Now, Lamaiso, we did change the spout. It's not the same spout. We unscrew the spout. We have a Pesach spout and a Chametz Dikah spout, both. However, the Shaila that we discussed was what's the status of the spout if it comes from a treifful place. Let me first read you in Shulchan Aruch, for those of you who brought a Chelek Aleph, it shouldn't be for nothing, and then tell you what Rav Palm Paskin. And I believe there's a tshuva in the Be'er Moshe about someone who has cholent on the stove. In ancient days, before crackpots, remember, you used to put cholent on the stove, or you could have it on a crackpot. And when you saw that the cholent was drying out, you took the chaynik, which again, in ancient days, human beings had chayniks of hot water, and you poured hot water from the chaynik into the cholent. That was a very normal thing to do. Now, the shaila was, the cholent obviously is fleishik, obviously hot, it's steaming, it's on the fire, and you're sticking the spout of this chaynik into that, so l'chayr becomes fleishik. And then you're going to use that for coffee, with which you're going to mix milk. And that would seem, at first glance, to be a problem, and I believe the Debrei Tzina Rav and Be'er Moshe does say that it's a problem. So I'd like to tell you what Rav Palm said and read to you a possible makar for it. The source of Shulchan Aruch for this din is a sift. It's Tzadik Beis Siftes. The Siman Tzadik Beis Siftes, it does not talk. The case is not a pot of water. That's not the case in halacha. The case that's brought is ner shel chaylev. Also kiner shel shayva. If you have a ner, meaning you have a wick stuck into fat and it's burning. Burning just like any ner would burn. So Tess says, shenotaf mimenu. Go back to Sifches. The truth is the Ner Shel Chaylev case is brought, as we're going to see soon, the fact that the Shuman travels. But I have to go back to Sifches. A Machva Shel Cholov. You have, let's say, hot milk is cooking. Shenosnoi Bikira, and you put it in the oven. Tachas Kederi Shel Basar. This is more of a typical case. You have hot milk, and on top of it you put a pot of meat. Hazeya oila v'nivla b'kedera v'ois rasa. The zeya goes up in onto the fleshiga machvas, and it asses it. Okay, so this is the case. It seems very similar to the case of the chinik that you're pouring in. So it asks. So again, you have a machvas, which is a pan of milk that's put into a kira. On top of it is a kedera shel basa, a zeil of vanilla of a kedera of ice rasa. In the Ramah it says, in the second line, calls that my risha machvas megula. This is all talking that the milk is uncovered. Vazeya oila mina maichel atzman lekedera shelaya. And the zeya goes up to the pot that's above it. We all know that if you cover it, it's not an issue. V'gamay rishu b'koriv kol kash shayat seledes b'zeya b'makim shenegeya b'kedera. It's also close enough that the zeya that goes up is still yat seledes by at the time that it reaches the top pot. Avalim eina yat seledes b'zeya hakel shari. If not, then it's muta. What? No, it's not mamash. It's just the steam. It's not splattering up. It's sitting quietly, innocently, and the steam is going up, and that's what's happening. Okay. It sounds like that. They're both in the kira. That's what it says. That they're both in the kira, and it asks the thing on top of it. In an airplane, they heat up the kosher meals in the same. The same oven compartment as the treifus, and the zay of the treif would go into the kosher food. So what's done is all the airline foods that are kosher are double wrapped, and because they're double wrapped, the zay goes into the outer layer and not into the inner layer. As a rule, ain't a bliya yaitzim a kli l'kli b'lay raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from one keli to another without raitiv, and therefore. It doesn't travel. You do have to check when you get your meal that when they ripped the meal is actually shipped with plastic. They rip off the plastic. And you have to make sure they didn't rip off the aluminum foil underneath. If the aluminum foil that's under the tin was ripped and the tin is exposed, then the food would become treif. It doesn't typically happen, but it's something a person has to be careful about. As an aside, if you bring along a corned beef sandwich, you do a lot better than the airline meals. I know because I bring it along, and the guy next to me always says, oh, I should have done that. So, a lot less plastic. You don't feel trapped by all the abundance of plastic, and you can have a good meal. I already told you once how to wash for Hamaitzi on the airplane. Behind the back seat. Behind the back seat. What? You want to wash for Hamaitzi, so how do you wash for Hamaitzi? You can't wash in a bathroom for Hamaitzi. So the lights have to be off. You go all the way to the back of the plane. Behind the back seat, there's a wall. If you wash there, it doesn't bother anybody. The water just sits there. It dries very quickly, and it's a very handy place to wash. The 747s are very convenient. They have near the bathrooms in the back, they have your emergency steps.
Right.
For upstairs, you just open that door and wash there. It's also... very easy. I think Elal has an article about the fact that the carpeting tends to come up behind the back seat very frequently. But anyway, putting that aside, the idea of the Zeya, this is the halacha of Zeya, and it would seem to be open and shut that the Zeya goes on.
Do you even technically need a double wrap? Isn't a single good wrap enough?
No, because the Zeya hits the pan.
Yeah.
Well, if the pan is wrapped, that's a double wrap, yeah.
The pan is really a single wrap after the foil.
You need two layers. You need two layers before the food. And if you have two layers, the outer layer becomes treif because the Zeya goes into it, but we have a rule that ein bliya yotzei b'kli l'kli b'lo ra'itiv, and therefore the inner stays kosher.
But when putting milchiks in a fleishik oven, a single wrap should be sufficient.
Well, yeah, if there's no milchiks there, a single wrap, unless the place where it's touching has be'en. So usually we tell people to double wrap or at least to put a pan and then the single wrap, and that's good enough. Okay, this is the halach of Zeya, and this is, as I said, a sefishol. There's no shach, there's no taz. It's a very clear, a clear set of rules. There probably is some steam coming up. I don't know if it's visible steam, but if it's boiling, then there should be steam coming up. It's just coming up at a slower rate. But again, we can argue if there's no steam, there's obviously no problem. Worst case scenario, if there's steam, so we're being down on that halacha.
On the airline case, why isn't this suspect? If the woman rips, why isn't something? You don't know what's under it. It could have been a kosher.
I've seen it. I don't know. I've been in the back, and I've seen it's a little scary the way they have this pile of tray for food. The tray food doesn't come individually. It comes. And underneath they have, and on top they have the kosher. I don't know if it's always that way, but I've seen it in the back. It's I try to make myself friendly with the people there because when we want to daven, Elah there's no chance. But the other Elah, I don't know with the pandemic what's going on, but there used to be.
The paper wraps for the rabbi that the plastic one is not for keli, it's called like a keli.
What?
Well, they're like, I mean, when you use it like a plastic or something.
Yeah, but they ripped that off before they put it in.
So
when they put it in the oven, they take it off. The plastic, I imagine, is there for the freezing of it. I don't know. I don't know why. In Switzerland, I once flew through Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael. I spoke in Switzerland. I flew to Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael. The Swiss, they don't have aluminum foil. They have like the sardine cans, hard cans, not so small as the sardine cans. They have these. They have real tins. One tin and another tin, and you take it off. It's the real stuff. I mean, it's really kli b'seich kli. Okay, but be that as it may. Now, what Rav Palm said about the urn, about the spout, is that the source of the idea of b'lius is really a Mishnah Machshirin. It's talking there about the tumah traveling through Zeya. That's the case. And there in the Mishnah it says that it depends. If the bottom is hotter than the top, then the Zeya travels. If the top is, I'm touching it, hotter than the bottom, then the Zeya doesn't travel. And it says the bottom if the top is hotter than the bottom, the Zeya doesn't travel. It doesn't explain it. Somebody, I guess, in physics would understand that heat causes the molecules to speed up, and the hotter one affects the colder one, not the colder one to affecting the hotter one. But putting that aside, in Zeya, that's what it says there in the Mishnah. Rav Palm said with these spouts that the top is hotter than the bottom. The hot is coming from the top into a cold cup, which is now getting hot from the top one. And the Zeya of the bottom one is not mavliya into the top one, which is hotter. He said it's based on the fact that the makar of this halacha, it's sugat seichin here to Chumash Hadeshen, I believe, but it's sugat seichin to, to b'shem aviv arash b'tshuva, but the Rosh in turn based it on a Mishnah Machshirin, and that's the, I believe it's Machshirin, and that's, the Gros says, based the Machshirin, He quotes a paraphrase of Shirin, Mishnah v'chulu. So he said that was Rav Palm's psak. There is a Chachmas Adam, a little Shalai b'mkayma. If you would look at it in water, you might not find it. It's a Klal Nun Tes. It doesn't correspond to Simon Tzadik Beis. It corresponds to Simon Kofay. It's a little out of place in the order of the things. But he says the following. So his case is the Nair case. His case is you have a wick and you have a bowl of oil. In this case, it's chaylev, and it's lighting up the house. I stated before, electricity. That's how they lit up. Now you want to go to sleep. You want to add more oil into the burning the wick, which is in this bowl. So you want to pour. But now you have kosher shuman. You want to pour kosher oil or fat into. Now, when you're going to stick it over the nair, the zeya, that's chaylev down there. Mm-hmm. Chaylev is. Now you're pouring this in shuman. So, asalaris mekli sheish be shuman kosher, lay there, dialect sheish be chaylev, a shuman iser. You can't pour it in because you're going to trafe up the top one.
But that's not there, that's smoke. So, the oil is burning, it's burnt.
So Chazal considered it to be Zaya. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if it's because the fats get hot, because the fat does get hot. If you have a candle and the wax drips onto your hand, you'll see the wax gets hot. Besides the part that's burning, the part that's just melted all around the wick gets quite hot. It drips on you and you feel it. It is hot. So the question is if it produces steam. So he's assuming that it does produce steam. And therefore he's saying it's awesome. Okay, he's assuming it produces steam. But my point...
The floor is not like a shoe floor. It's kissing each other.
Okay, it's a good question. Nitzuk chibor. Okay, hold on. We'll say in a second. Then it says, Dafka g'shatachten cham ve'el yeyseinen. The Shchar B'Zom says, Dafka, the bottom one is hot and the top one is cold. But if they're both hot, and the Chochma Sada says, Afila hatachton yoisacham. He says, even the bottom one is hotter than the top one, but they're both hot, mutter. Ubidiyever akoil mutter. He said, this is what he says, that the Isra of the Zeya does not apply in such a case. So the Chacham Sadam is a source for this psak. Later I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I believe it's in Chelik Beis, of his Micha Shlomo, in Simon Tzadik Zayin. He has Tshuvas Ktsaris, Binyanei Yeredeya. He says... B'negeya l'nitzuk shalamayim, this which Avraham brought up. What about the nitzuk chibur of what you're pouring? Hari pasuk chachmas adam simin klal nuntes the loy asek shatachten cham ve'el yinsayin v'loik shneim chamin the shape mutter afilu matachten yosecham meha el yin. So he says that it's mutter. Then listen to what he says at the end. Af lahachelkim. Even though there are those who argue with the Chachmas Adam, Kivon Shazel Loi B'Derech Yasha Rak Derech Berez Nira Shemuter. I'm not sure what he means. It's not Derech Yasha. It's coming out of the spout, not out of the pot. So Kivon Shazel Loi B'Derech Yasha Rak B'Derech Berez Nira Shemuter. I'm not clear exactly. It's not really cliche. I'm not sure what it means. So I'm not sure what it means. Now. I'm just quoting the words. Now people have told me, what do you mean? The spout is cold. It's true, the hot water coming is out, but the steam goes up. The outside of the spout is cold. And that should become fleishik, milchik, trafe. So I would say, yes, it does become fleishik, milchik, trafe, but who cares? If it stays cold, when you're taking water from the inside, and that stays cold, it doesn't matter. All that matters is when the water from the inside is going through a keli that's hot. So whatever is hot could make the water treif, but if it's hot when it comes out, then vayta, the zeya is not an issue. So there seems to be something of a chiddush in dini basa b'chalav, and I don't know, chetchila, like I said, he brings ashish chalkim with the chachmas adam, but at least in a b'diavet situation, certainly when it's ain't a ben yaymai, when you're talking about something that's not a ben yaymai anymore, that that person could be mekel. What? So in the oven, I understand. Rapam was saying the top one's hotter than the bottom one. The Chachma Sadam seems to be saying it, and that I don't know how it stems with the Kira case. You're right.
As far as the spout, when you pour it up into the cup, isn't the air coming up from the Kira Shani already? So why should it make trade for the spout?
I mean, even a Klei Shani doesn't make it, certainly shouldn't. Yeah, though they are, yeah, the truth is a Cholin case, it's a Klei Rishon.
Yeah,
it's a Klei Shani, and even though it's very hot, it shouldn't das. This is what it says. I didn't see more. Okay, I'd like to switch to the rules of Naparnat. Why? Well, Pesach you have to switch because there's no Eina Ben Yaymai. And what if someone's going to touch something hot to the spout? If the outside, which is cold of the spout, is absorbs chametz, people make oatmeal here, and let's say it would absorb chametz. So it's a nitzuk. It's not really a cliche anyway. It's a nitzuk that's still connected. So it will be chametz stick. Now, all year round, doesn't matter. It's ain't a binyami anyway, and it's a mashu anyway. But Pesach, if somebody's going to touch something, some food to the spout somehow, it's going to... Pesach, you know, we're always afraid of worst-case scenario and mashu. Okay. At any rate, I like to talk about Naparnat. I think that comes up on Shavuos much more. Naparnat means parav food cooked in a either fleishik or milchik a pot. You have potatoes or pasta that was cooked in a fleishik pot or a milchik pot, and the question is what the status of a naparnat is. Now this is the sugya simit tzadikei of dogim shenizbashlu v'kderi shalbasa rechutza yafa. Dogim are fish, fish are pariv. Shulchan Aruch is not concerned with meat bleis into fish bleis. Rapam used to say, fish into meat, so we're machmir on bleis of fish and meat. But to say through a keli is us is very hard because the Shulchan Aruch's example is dogim shen is bashlu b'kderi shabasar, that is ignoring a sakana of fish and meat. It only talks about the question of whether the fish become flesh. So you have dogim shenis bashlu anitzlu b'kder shalbasa rechutza yafa. There's no mamoshes, ain't shum on davik, but there's no ban. So the machabes says muta lo ichlam b'kutach that mishum dehav a nice and tam by nice and tam deheter. Now the machaber shita, which the machaber always goes with the Rambam shita, is that a naparnat is mutter. Now the word naparnat means the blia of fleishiks went into a keli, nice and tam. The fleishiks is removed, all you have is the tam. Now you cook potatoes, and it went from the keli into the potatoes, that's called a naparnat. A naparnat of treif is treif. If it's a treif of pat, naparnat the isura, that's aser, no question. That's the halacha of tam kiker. But naparnat the hetera, a blia that traveled into a keli and then back into a food, naparnat hetera, is mutter, as the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch explained. It's a tam kolosh, it's a very weak taste. Once it has a shem iser, it doesn't become mutter because it's a weak taste. But when it's heter, and it's a naparnat, so that's mutter. The Mechaba says you're allowed to eat a lechatchila with milk. So that you could lechatchila, if you have potatoes cooked in a fleishig pot, you could mix it with sour cream and eat it lechatchila. That's the shita of the mechaber who goes straight Rambam. The Ramah, which is in Siv Beis, says yesh machmirin b'tzliu bishul lesser nice and tam by nice and tam v'aminig lesser lechatchila ubidiyev and mutter b'chalinyin. Now it's very important to know this, that Nap or not, is b'di'eved is mutter b'chol inyan. Now, that means that if it already happened, that you have potatoes or pasta that was cooked in a fleishig pot, and you mixed it with cottage cheese, or you forget, you cooked spaghetti in a milk pot, and you mix it with meatballs. So once it's mixed together, it's already mutter. It's called b'di'eved. B'di'eved doesn't mean you ate it. It means that you already mixed it. Once it's already mixed, all nat bar nat is already mutter to eat. The meaning of Bnei Ashkenaz is to be machmer lechatchila. That if you have a nat bar nat, something that was cooked in a fleishig pot, you don't lechatchila mix it with milk or mix it with sour cream. Also, we don't lechatchila cook spaghetti in a fleishig pot in order to eat to mix with sour cream. That's also lechatchila. To lechatchila, that's aser, and b'di'eved it's mutter. So this is the halacha of a nap or not.
Is this still aser only now, in the same mouthful?
Only the same mouthful.
It's the same day pot, it's only the same day pot, or even
a. So we'll talk about that momentarily. The it's only aser the same mouthful. If you have fish that was cooked in a milch and kapat, and you're having a fleishig meal, it's no question, before you bring the meat to the table, you can serve the fish, and people will eat it, even if it was cooked in a milch and kapat, and then afterwards eat the meat, because the lechatchila is only in the same mouthful. As a boy, the way I remember this, when I was a Pirchei leader, they used to have Goldberg peanut chews they used to give out in the Pirchei. And it was dairy equipment, remember? It was dairy equipment. So we asked the Shaila, they said, you just can't eat the peanut chews in the same mouthful as meat, which very few people would do anyway. So, you know, it's like such a humorous thing that we always remember that you can't eat peanut chews in the same mouthful as cholent. Although in today's world, they may start marketing peanut chews mixed with cholent. You never know. But that's the sort of the sin in the way I remember. It was then that I went to Rav Moshe and I told him, you know, in the Pirchei of Borough Park, we have some Chassidish kids that mak b'nachal of Yisrael. And Goldberg peanut chews is a blia of Chol of Stam. I asked Rav Moshe what to do, and he said it's enough to be machbir on Chol of, what we call Chol of Stam, ben, and you don't have to be machbir on blias. So we showed him a whole list of Chol of Akum doesn't apply on blias, and so he told me then that we could be meg. Be that as it may, this is the ground rule of nap or not for us, for B'nai Ashkenaz.
Is the svara for not having it in the same mouthful, is the mouth considered a kli?
I mean, no, not do with a kli. Because basa b'chalav, in the ikur din of basa b'chalav is to eat it together. So the drabanans, there are many drabanans by basa b'chalav, and each drabanan is a chumra, agabi chumra, agabi chumra, very much from basa b'chol. In the Torah, it's only also they're cooked together. So even they're not cooked together, and then even one after the other. And so by nap or not, we're machmir only on eating it in the same mouth. Now, the big tumult in the paiskim is the following shaila. And of all the nap or not shailas, if someone has nap or not shaila, it's easy. Yeskin lechatchila, it's aser. Yes, but the evidence, it's mutter. Over the last dozen years, I've had to learn a psak svaradim and a psak fashkenazim because there are so many svaradik in the neighborhood also. And sometimes on the phone, I ask, are you svaradi or ashkenazi? So they ask me why. I say, well, for svaradim, I charge. What?
It should come up on the telephone.
I'll tell you the truth. I once had a Sephardic Rav in the neighborhood. He asked me a Shaila, Erev Shabbos, and I told him you had to throw out the food in Kasher to Keli. And on Shabbos, I realized that for Sephardim, it wasn't that way. I was nervous the whole Shabbos if they already threw out the food or not. And I called Matzah Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, you know, I still was rescued. At any rate, again, for Ashkenazim, we ask the lechatchila napar not, and b'di'eved it never asks. The shaila that people ask is the following, and this comes up very often when people just don't have that many pots, milchika pots, as they would like. You have a handful of milchik kapatz in the house. It's only Shavuos time, but sometimes people make a sheva brachis, that's milchik. And they want to use some of the fleishik kapatz towards a milchik meal. The shayla is, are you allowed lechatchila to cook things in a fleishiga pat to eat in the milchik meal where it might be eaten with milchiks? Now, if it's definitely not going to be eaten with milchiks, of course that's mutter. But you don't know, you're going to put it on the table, and there's milchiks on the table too. So the question is, let's say, am I allowed to cook spaghetti in a fleishiga pat lechatchila to mix it with cottage cheese? They say, what's the shayla? It's not allowed to mix it with cottage cheese. The shayla is by an ena ben yaymei pat. Most pots in our house are not b'nei yayman. And a person, especially if he's planning to cook for a meal, he's asking ahead of time. So can you take a fleishiga ena ben yaymei? Ena ben yaymei means it wasn't used within 24 hours for meat. Could have been used for other things. And are you allowed the chatchila to cook the min to use with the opposite min to mix it? Chachmas Adam says it's aser. Fair shel Chachmas Adam, that's lechatchila for b'nei Ashkenaz. Lechatchila, even in Eina ben Yaymi, you can't. But the Eved, if it's Eina ben Yaymi, you're allowed. In other words, if you already cook potatoes in Eina ben Yaymi, you're allowed lechatchila to mix it with sour cream. Because if you cook it in a treifa pot, Eina ben Yaymi, it's hot. What he says is this: if it's a ben yaimai, it's asla chatzal to mix with sour cream. If it's ain't a ben yaimai, it's asla chatzal to cook it in order to mix it with sour cream. However, the way Rav Palm explained, this Chachmas Adam is not like the Gra. That the Gra holds as mutal chatzal. The Gra here says the following klal in Lamdis. The Gra says anything that's muta b'di'eved by a ben yaimai is mutal lechatchila by an eina ben yaimai. As there were guys that eina ben yaimai are to ben yaimai. Anything that by even a ben yaimai it will be mutal b'di'eved, that's mutal lechatchila by an eina ben yaimai. Now, if we go with that, with such a klal, then to find the exact lashon, I'm trying to find it. 1 second. I have to find it. I'm sorry. I'm never good at finding things on the spot. Excuse me?
Yud.
Is it Gra Yud? Gra Yud? Yeah. It's Gra Yud. Thank you. Va'apa kadeira ain osa lechatchila sheina ben yaymai. Even by a pot, Ebiyam is not asa. Elam Mishum Gezeira Atu Ben Yaimai. Mashenkin Khan, Def Ben Yaimai, Mutta Medina. Okay, thank you. That when Ben Yaimai is Mutta Medina, and it's only when Machmal Chatchila, so then it ain't a Ben Yaimai, which is only Mishum Gezeira Atu Ben Yaimai, then it's Mutta. So we have the Gra's Heter against the Chachmas Adam. The Gra in. If it's a machlokes gra chachmas adam, why not be machmir? You have to remember, this is only an issa lechatchila. Every time it's also b'di'evet is one thing. So machlokes in lechatchila, so it would seem that is what to rely on to go with the gra. And therefore, an eina ben yaimai should be mutter, especially if you're not even sure they're going to mix it with milchiks, just putting it on the table with milchiks. So there's certainly what to rely on. Not sure exactly what it means, but this is the at least this was the understanding of the the language. Sounds like that. It could be means what you're saying. I'm not sure. Rebelski, I have to tell you, was machmir on this, and FLPK, Rapam was Mekel, and it sounds to me like the Gros.
Whatever
you're cooking, it has to be clean from the Yeah. It has to be clean, less than a shisha, less than a sixth. It can't be more than a 60th of what was there before, right? Okay. So this is the basic rule of Naparna. You should know that you're not allowed, if you cook potatoes In a fleishiga ben yaimai, you're not supposed to pour it directly into a milchik keli. Not supposed to pour it directly into a milchik keli. That's us. I think Shach brings it.
Those
potatoes are naparnat. They have a naparnat tam, right? So you're not supposed to miss a shach hay. I fill up the derech iroi l'chayr mashma from the shulchan aruch late the derech iroi mutter that to pour it in his mutter, and then he says el shekasha darei kasim siv gimel. So he says liyinin et tzarachin harba plays mchab b'klam atirin fill in his bashel nira dim ira mekli vishu shal basa al kli shal chalav shari b'di'evin. He say certainly l'chatchila you shouldn't pour. There's a separate sugya of chashash of blias mixing. It's its own sugya. If you stick a milk spoon in a fleishka pot while you're cooking vegetables, chazal chayshish that the blia from the pot and the blia of the spoon will meet before they're nispashit. Right? The whole idea of naparnat is the blia of the pot is weakened in the water. Chazal chayshish that the blias will meet. And anyway, the mice of it is that if you do cook potatoes in a fleishiga pot, you want to serve it, don't pour it straight into a milchik serving bowl. Pour it into a plastic or something, and then switch it. Of course, if the pot is ene ben yayme, this whole thing doesn't apply. But if it's hot, yeah. Well, it's hot, it's the chashash that the blias will go directly, or that the kelim will touch each other. It's machlekes shayim if the chashash is that kelim will touch. When you stick a spoon in, shashis that they'll touch, and shashis because the blias will meet directly. So, hami is a clearishin. We're talking about it. The pot that was on the stove and it's still yatzir led display. Okay, it's still yatzir. All right, so these are, I guess, the basic rules of naparnat. So we have the rules of zaya, the rules of naparnat. I'd like to share with you an interesting nidin we had when we learned Yeredeya, and Rapam told me to ask Ramesha. There's a prima gadim in Hilchos Shavuos that says the following chiddush. Now, I have to tell you beforehand, I think you all know that a dove charif, a sharp food, is baileya, especially with the sakina, with the cutting of a knife, even ayna ben yaymai. It's a machlek shach and taz and simin yod in Hilchos Shechita. If the vart is, it takes out real blias or it takes out surface blias. The lomdis, but the lamaisa is that duchin sakina and dava charif is mavliya even into the whole thing more than kedei klip up to shishim of the thickness of the blade. So what?
But
to go in the whole thing, you need both. And if it's not a dava charif, a dava kosha, so then it goes on the surface. It's grayer on the surface. In order to be mutter, I believe that's in the end of Simon Tei test. Now, the end of Simon Tei test talks about not a dove charif. Pasha etam gavina asa lachtech besakin shechaytam by basa. You don't cut bread that you can have a melachix with a fleishig knife. The end of pay test. Yeah, they need, so that's what Nitzah Bekarka is mentioned. What?
That's Gvina Achar Basar, right?
No, the Simon, yeah. But now, the Prima Gadim there says a Chiddush. She says, if you cut a Dava Charif with a Melchika knife, you have onions or radish that was cut with a Melchika knife. He says, you're not allowed to eat it within 6 hours of meat. Assuming you wait 6 hours, right? He says, you're not allowed to eat it within 6 hours. Now, a regular naparnat, as long as it's not the same mouthful, you could swallow the meat and eat a naparnat. Since duchin sakina and a dava charif is considered be'en, the Prima Gadim says that you're not allowed to eat, if you have a pickle cut with a milchika knife, you're not allowed to have it within 6 hours of fleishiks. That's what it says in Tav Tzadik Dal, in Hilchos Chagas Shavuos. So we ask Rapam then, according to this chumrah, if you cut it with a fleishika knife, it's like it's there be'en. So if you eat a pickle cut with a fleishiga knife, you have to wait 6 hours. because he's considering it bad. It's got to be 6 hours. So the reverse should be true. If you cut it with a if you cut a pickle with flesh, you could die. You have to wait 6 hours. Now, you know, that's a big problem. You know, but most pickles are cut with flesh, you could die. You go someplace leftover pickles from a meal. They're cut with flesh, you could die. So what are you going to do? So Rapop told me I go anyway for Shabbos to the east side. So I should ask Ramesh. So I went with my chavrusa. And we went after Shachris anyway for Shabbos. And I knew I'm going to start in Lomb this, I might get the Psak wrong. So first I said, we'll ask him the Shaila. He'll tell us the clear Psak. And then I will show him the Prima Garden. So I went, I had a Shulchan Aruch with my finger, you know, on the Prima Garden. I go over to Ramesha. And I ask him, if you cut a pickle with a flesh, you get a knife, do you have to wait 6 hours? No. So he said, no. I said, Uber, and I start opening. So he says, the Prima Garden is different. So I don't know if he saw it was Aruch Chaim. I have no idea. Prima Garden is different, he told me. He said a very interesting thing, that why do we wait 6 hours? Either because Basa Ben Eshinayim, which is not Shaykh in this case, because not Choshish for vegetables stuck in your teeth, only Basa, or because it's Meshach Tam. Because it's Meshach Tam. So Meshach said that the amount that goes in with duchka and avacharv is not meishich tam. If you're fleishiks, it's milchik, you can't eat it. But to become fleishiks, it should be meishich tam. It's a tam kolduhu, and a tam kolduhu is not meishich tam. And mameila, it's mutter. That's what he said. In the Igris Meisha, in Igris Meisha, Tshuva Chelik Beis in Yeridaya, Tshuva Chavav, he develops this theme. He talks there about liver pills. People for iron take iron pills that are made from liver. If you have to wait 6 hours, I said has liver in it, liver derivatives. He says, no, Meshach Tam, it's a pill. A pill is not Meshach Tam. What does it mean, Meshach Tam? It means it gives you a lasting
taste.
The word taste is hard to define, but that's what Meshach Tam means. It's somehow, it remains, it lingers.
The time of the meat
in the pickle. So that's not my shatam because it's a tam kosher. Now the source for this is a shach in Pei Tes. There's a very strange shach in Pei Tes, Sif Katan Yud Tes. The truth is, it's not even the shach, it's the Ramah. The Ramah says, he says you don't have to wait 6 hours for a nap or not. And the Ramah says, "Nispash b'kdei shabut basa mutal lech lechro gavina ve'im by minig lahachmir." Okay, that by itself is good. The Shach says, "Nire the hadash minan hachad the mutal lechro gavina achakach." What's the chiddush that you could have milk after you cooked potatoes or flesh of a pad? Haynu afil. Listen to this. You cooked the potatoes in a fleshy pot that was not washed out. It has a little bit of mamoshes shel iser. He doesn't mean iser, he means fleshiks. Can't eat it with the cheese. But here, gotta be waiting 6 hours, it's mutter. So what's the case? What does he mean? There's shishim and there's no shishim. The Prima Gadim asked, well, what's he talking about? There is shishim, there's no shishim. If there's shishim, of course it's mutter. Everything is bottled by shishim. If there's no shishim, so it should be flesh. Well, so on that, Ramosha answers that the shach means that if it's a small amount of basa, the shulei akadera, even if there's no shishim, it's not moshach tam. It's a tam kaldahu, and it's not moshach tam. So we have this heter in the pickle case of this. What? So now parna, you zichar have to wait 6 hours.
Yeah,
or you mean that parna should reinforce the mamashes? All right. Now for PK, that's what he said.
No.
Let me tell you. Years later, there was a tumble over the following Shailin Yeshiva. It was after a Palms Fatira, Reddy Rebelsky was giving Yaradeya Shir. I mean, that's true. I asked Rabbi Yashav the following shayla. If you have a riddle, What is it that Rabbi Yoshev is making where Belsky is machmir? It's the following. The shaila is, and it's not uncommon, in the stove, in the oven, you cook chicken and potato kugel, both uncovered at the same time. Now, there's no question the potato kugel becomes fleishig. There's zeya in an oven, and the zeya chicken is mazia, it steams, it bubbles, and there's no question that the potato kugel is fleishig. If you mix it with milchiks, you have to throw it out. The question is, if you have to wait 6 hours if you eat the potato kugel. So Rabelsky had said in Shir, you have to wait 6 hours, it's fleishig. So you have to wait 6 hours on the potato kugel. So when I'm there to Yisrael, I asked Rabbi Yashiv, and his lashon was miken mekel zayin. I don't know what miken means, but it's a miken mekel zayin. So he said to be mekel. Now why be mekel? Rabelsky's right, it's fleishig. I assume that is, I don't know for sure, I assume he based it on the same svara, that the waiting 6 hours is on something that's maishach tam. And the Bliya said, you have to wait 6 hours for that. When Zaya goes into the thing on tap, you don't have to wait 6 hours. It's takaflesh.
Like a liver pill.
But you don't have to wait 6 hours, like the liver pill, like the ma'at, because it's not maishach tam. Now, if you put potato kugel into the cholin, that gets maishach tam. That gets a cholin to taste. But if it's just from the Zaya in the oven, so it's not maishach tam, and that was his psak that you have to wait for six hours
is
for that.
For chicken and meat,
what?
If
chicken and meat.
Is there a difference between chicken and meat?
We really treat it the same. In Lumdis, there is a difference because we pask in that chicken and milk is derabbanan, but the Taz says that we're not mechalik. That we treat chicken like meat. We don't start making chilukim. People are going to be too mekel. Now, you have to ask him, but he said it's fleishig, so you have to wait. What the svara by Meishar Tam, I don't know. Now, I do have to tell you that there's another case which comes up not infrequently in yeshiva. We have a person that just took one little bite of meat. Incy bincy bite, and then he found out his friends are going to the pizza store. So he said, I ate this tiny little piece. Look! I ate a little bit of flesh. Do I have to wait? Do you have to wait 6 hours for a little bit of flesh?
Yes.
So when we learned, when I learned by Rav Palm, we learned Basa B'chalav, he spoke out a haflor. Maybe it was the only haflor he spoke out in the whole thing, right in the beginning in Pei Zayin. And there it talks about Basa Bein Hashinayin. It talks about the fact that you have to wait 6 hours because of Basa Bein Hashinayin. So it says, if you find meat between your teeth during the 6 hours, you spit it out. You don't have to reset the clock. You just go. So the Aflah said, why does it say spit it out? Because if you're going to swallow the bus, it's stuck by the shinayim. You got to reset the clock, and you got to wait the whole 6 hours all over again. So Rav Palm said, the vice dies, that even on a swallowing a mashahu, you still have to wait 6 hours. Now here, when achayshish bein hashinayim, you pulled it out from bein hashinayim and swallowed it. So it seems in the Gzera Meishach Tam that there's no shear for it. So that seems to be a little at odds with this cloud that a Dava Mu'ud is not Meishach Tam. It could be when you're actually eating it, it's like it's a light plug maybe, and it's different. But it seems to be at odds. What? So that's probably the vart that it's hard to define. What's a little and what's not a little, and therefore it becomes becomes complicated. Okay. Okay, so we've spoken about spout, the zeya, the daperdat, and the meishach tam. One quick common shaila shabbos is more than shavuos. What to do if people are not certain if it's 6 hours yet? They're going to Yisrael Suda Shlishis, and they don't remember exactly. Who looks at the clock? Shabbos Suda time only Suda the whole week. That we're not busy looking at the clock every minute. And you have a suffix if it's 6 hours or not 6 hours.
Whether it's 6 hours, 5 minutes plus.
You're not sure. It's 7 o'clock. You don't remember. If you had flesh. 6 hours means 6 hours. This thing with five hours and 30 minutes, or this is Reb Chaim Brisker's Diak and the Rambam. But it's not the minik in Chal Yisrael. Nobody remembers a minik from Europe to wait 5.5 hours. You know, the Soloveitchiks do, but the rest of the world waited 6 hours. Some people waited 3 hours, but yeah. This 5.5 hours is not... I can't answer you. It could be Rabbi Aaron held of it. I'm just telling you that it's not the minik. Most people, you ask your father, your Zayda, they remember 6 hours. Nobody. It's a diak in the Rambam. Rambam says Shah Shishas. He doesn't say Shay Shais. It's a correct diak in the Rambam. But as far as the minik, I think the minik was to wait 6 hours. But be that as it may, whatever your minik is, the shaila is what to do if you're not sure. So the first glance, safek d'rabbanan. So drabbanan l'kula. The whole waiting 6 hours is a drabbanan. So sub drabbanan l'kula, it should be perfectly okay. However, pushback to that is we don't say sub drabbanan l'kula by davshesh matir. You could wait. It's not sub drabbanan l'kula. You can wait another half hour and you'll be sure davshesh matir. So the tumult about this is nidake tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva Shtel Su, a famous Noidi Yehuda, which we've spoken about on numerous occasions in many different cases, and there's people. Whenever I speak it out, people tumble if it's a correct Tzushtel. But he says Shtel Su the following: the Noidi Yehuda has a chiddush in three places that the rule of Doshei Shabbatirin is only said by something that you consume, that you eat up, something that. That you don't eat up, you don't say. What I mean is the following: the place where it's brought in the Pisei Tshuva is in the Halachas of Davshei Shabbatirin, in Simin Kuf Aleph, Simin Kuf Beis Davshei Shabbatirin. I'm sorry, by Davshei Shabbatirin, it talks there about a keli being a Davshei Shabbatirin because you could kasher it. Since you could kasher a keli. It should be a davshei shabbatirin, meaning you have a tray for keli that got mixed with two others, and you can't tell which is the tray for one, which is the kashu. One pashut is bottle, chabit tray, and it's bottle. On the other hand, it's a davshei shabbatirin. The machlek said the Ramon, the shach, if the fact that you can kashu it is the davshei shabbatirin. The Ramon says it's not a davshei shabbatirin because it costs money. It costs money to kasher it. That's what the Ramah says in the last Ramah in the Siman. And the Shach argues, the Shach says, what do you mean? How much does it cost to kasher it? He says to wait 24 hours anyway is not expensive. So the Shach says that it's a Davshei Shabbatirin and you have to kasher it. And he says it's not. So the Pisrei Tshuva brings that it's not a davshei shabbatirin, and he explains the following. Let's see where the Pisrei Tshuva is. Okay, anyway, it's here in the Pisrei Tshuva somewhere. He brings the following Noda B'Yehuda. He says, He says the following, that what's the svar of davshei shabbatirin? Somebody has an egg, a chicken laid an egg on Yom Tov, but it's a muktzah. Safik, you found it. You come by day and you find the egg. You don't know was it born erev Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. Muktzah nailed is a drabana. So drabanalak, you can eat the egg. So we say no, it's davshei shabbatirin. Why atcha techlebu be isser? Why eat it on Yom Tov with a safik isser? Techlebu beheter. Eat it on the next day, beheter. Safta day behuda, that's by the egg. You're only going to eat the egg once. Why eat it today, be isser, if tomorrow you can eat it beheter? He says, by a pot, you're going to say, why use the pot today without kashering it? Wait till you kasher it and use it then. The answer is, I want to use it today, and I want to use it then. There's no etchel chayim, but something that's not consumed. It's fascinating. The original Noida Behuda's Chiddush is in Chubas Noida Behuda in a different case. It's a case where a man wanted to marry a woman and she was pregnant. She was pregnant. He said, she's pregnant for me. A person not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveira. He said, she's pregnant for me. And the Rabbanim said, I just pregnant from you. Mazana with you, Mazana with somebody else. She's not. By Inesha Sish, you say that Roy Vila Sachar Abal. But by a single woman, you don't say it. So it's a suffix. You don't know. You don't even know she's pregnant from you. It could be pregnant from someone else. So it's Muberes Chaveira. So Muberes Chaveira is in the Rabbanim. So it's the Rabbanim, Lahakul. So the shayl to the Rebbe Yehuda said, this is Avshe Shematimin. You can wait. Muberis is not forever. Eventually she'll give birth. And when she gives birth, can you marry her?
Yeah,
no, it's a Menekes Chaveira. Menekes Chaveira, you have to wait 2 more years. So you're going to, but you can wait. Wait 2.5 years and you'll be able to marry her. So that was the shayl. Now Rebbe Yehuda said, it's not Avshe Shematimin. He wants to be married to her in 2.5 years, and he wants to be married to her today also. It's not something you consume like an egg. He said, in the Gemara, all the Noshim materials are either eggs, or the Gemara is a case of wood that fell off the tree into an oven. You want to light, you want to use the wood. The same thing, the shadow of Nailud. So the Gemara says, Noshim materials. But it's consumed, the wood is burnt. But something that's not consumed. So there's no din of Dov Shesha Matir. Okay, that's the Noida Behuda's rule. I mentioned always the story in Eretz Yisrael, remember?
Sure.
The chairs, the Maisa where they, the Sheva Brachas Friday night, they lit, the Kala lit on a chair, Halaichter. Obviously that chair is Muktzah. When they came the next day, the Goyim had cleared up, and they couldn't tell this chair from all the chairs were all mixed. All the chairs are Muktzah, Dov Shesha Matir. It's the same head. Now, the issue is this. The Dakei Tshuva says the same thing by being milachix. You're not sure if it's 6 hours yet, and you want to eat ice cream. You want to have a coffee. Dosh Yishu Matirin. You can wait a half an hour. So, that's like the Dakei Tshuva. No, I want to be milachix half hour from now, and I want to be milachix now. So, Mimela, Dosh Yishu Matirin. So people say, what do you mean? But you're either going to eat the ice cream now or eat the ice cream later. Eat the coffee now, it's going to melt. So, but the answer is that there's an unlimited supply of milchix. So I want to be milchix now and I want to be milchix later. So I think if you mitzaref it to the suffix in the first place, if you have to wait 6 hours or not, the whole din is a suffix, that you could be simuch by a bona fide suffix to be mekel. So these are, I guess, four topics of milchix. I want to end with a Shmuel's question on Basa B'Cholov. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Kabbal the Torah, that the Malachim said to leave it B'Shamayim. And Rabbeinu said, Hazalem Tshuva. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu's Tshuva is in the Gemara, Chazal say, that he said, what do you mean? You went to Avraham Avinu, you ate Basa B'Cholov. And now you want to be Kabbal the Torah? So my question is this. When they pasul b'cholov by Moshe, but not by Moshe, by Avraham Avinu. We had to have Avraham Avinu, he had pasul b'cholov, right? So he gave them a tongue with milk. So what was it? Was it pasul b'cholov d'oraisa or pasul b'cholov d'rabbanan? Mustaver that it was pasul b'cholov d'oraisa. Rabbanan didn't make any gzeiros yet. So it was pasul b'cholov d'oraisa. So my question is, who cooked it? The pasul b'cholov d'oraisa, it has to be cooked, milk and meat together. Who cooked it?
Shmuel.
He wasn't a guy, Shmuel? What? So you had the Yaakov for Gaim anyway. Question is, who cooked it? Yeah, cooking Basa Chalav himself, and this is that right. So, a good question. All right, leave you with a question for Shulis. Okay, Akrit Yantif will return to Teiloim on Sunday next.